This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good Friday morning. It's Freestyle Friday, and I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings from Phoenix, Arizona. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for January 10th, episode 1628, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Guess what day it is today? Sunday. No, it's Friday. Friday.
This is what it's all about, gentlemen. It's what we train for.
Happy Friday.
Thank God it's Friday.
Lord, I love to hear that Friday 5 o'clock whistle moan. As the moon comes up and the sun goes down, put the juice to my truck.
Well, good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us this morning. And in case you thought you lost a month, it is actually February the 10th, not January the 10th. That'd be my fault. I typed it in.
What did I say?
You said,
God.
I usually, when I type it in wrong, Jamie catches it, but she's sleepy this morning. It's Friday.
You know what? This is such crap. Here's the deal. He types in all this stuff for me to read. And for those that are new listeners, he used to type in stuff to get me to say things wrong. Because I will just read what's in front of me. Just read it. I don't care.
She would be saying the weirdest crap, too. I'd just type in whatever. Didn't make any sense at all.
And she'd
just read it.
From the Starship Enterprise. And I am here. I mean, it didn't matter. I would read it. So,
well, I know she doesn't wake up till about halfway through the show, so I knew I was good at the beginning.
I gotta get up earlier.
Well, we have a special guest in the studio this morning, one of my old podcasting friends. His name is Lee Silverstein from the Colon Cancer Podcast. Hi, Lee.
How are you, Glenn?
Thanks for taking the drive up from Tampa today.
Thank you for having me. I'm really thrilled to be here.
Lee is one of my students. He's a podcasting student, and he learns very well.
I pity your students. What are you doing being responsible?
I don't understand what,
especially somebody who knows about cancer.
What is this pointed hat he made me wear and sit in the corner? I don't understand.
I don't know, but I think his head's getting a little too big for that cowboy hat.
I don't know why I invited either of you to this show. So. So Lee's joining us today.
People to listen. Oh,
good one, Jamie. Jamie's on this morning. She's been on even in the meeting this morning.
So I didn't realize it was February.
So we're going to talk more about your show here in a little bit and how you're taking the cancer world by storm with your podcast and doing a wonderful job and helping people over there. We're going to talk more about that. But first, we're going to go to Jennifer to find out what is on today's show.
Coming up on today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, Vanessa B. stops by to start us out to tell us about the latest offerings from the International Horse Agility Club. And being Friday and all, Really Bad Ads gallops out of control to the final oxer, picks a long spot, and sends the rails flying. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. Time for our daily whinnies. We have a few of them today. Jamie, you got a raise. That's right. You got a raise because we have new auditors this week. Linda Frost Alvey, Richard Alvey, who I assume those two are married. Thank you for both joining up. Shona? S-H-O-N-A?
Own it, Glenn.
Just Shona.
Shona, just own it.
How okay, Shona Ensign is a new auditor. Lisa Dow. Boy, they gave me the tough names today. Jodine Sandin. And Dr. Ellen increased her pledge. Thank you so much, Dr. Ellen. And thank you to all of you. As we've talked about before, if you want to become an auditor, head on over to horsesinthemorning.com. Look for the auditor banner for as little as a dollar a month. You too can become an auditor and get in the super secret special auditor room. Lots of conversations going on in there about all kinds of stuff. And also, half of the money that we receive every month goes out to our hosts. So that's why Jamie got a raise.
So let me go ahead and say that's Linda Alvey, Richard Alvey, Shona Enzen, Lisa Dowell, and Jodine Sandin, and Dr. Ellen.
That's
correct.
That
was not that hard.
Well, that's because I said them first and broke the ice for you to learn their names. That's why.
Happy birthday,
like a deeper.
Happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
I need to get a mute button back for Jamie. Alexandria Ireland, Marie Cornell, and Patty Reeves all have birthdays. Happy birthday to all of you. Your turn.
There it is. My daily Winnie goes out to, I don't know if I should give their names on the air because I'm just going to say the nice
is
couple.
It, well,
that,
what, is it going to get me sued?
Maybe just potentially.
Then don't say their names on the air.
So the nice couple that came over to my house yesterday, and let me read. Okay, so I'm a member of a Facebook group called Arizona Backyard Chickens, and it's like the auditor room. It's like things you have questions, you have you want to talk about your chickens. I don't know. There's crazier people than me, is what I've learned. So. I posted this on the page, and at this point it is up to like, I can't even tell you the amount of comments and people laughing at me. So here's the post.
So it's just like this show.
Yeah. Okay. I have had chickens for 6 years and I have never had a rooster. So I got this guy. Beautiful golden laced Wyandotte rooster 6 months or so ago. He's very polite to humans and he's never aggressive. However, I have a question. Please feel free to laugh at me, but is it normal that he walks around kind of raping the hens? I cannot take watching this animal kingdom behavior anymore. So if this is normal, and you want a very protective and very productive rooster, let me know. Free to a new bunch of hens that need immediate love can service 10 to 25 chickens daily.
Did you post that?
Yeah, this is me. I posted this.
You posted the really bad ad?
I don't understand why he just walks around.
Okay, go ahead.
So he just walks around and starts raping hens. Like he just, and they run from him and he chases them and he pins them down and it's really unsettling and I cannot be a part of this anymore.
Does it sound like this?
So it sounds oddly exactly like that. So I posted, is this normal? And people, yep, that's how they do it. Yes, it's normal behavior. Our roosters mount our ducks too. So yours is really normal.
Speaking as a guy, personally, I don't see anything wrong with this behavior. I think it's perfectly fine.
Gross. It's horrible. So then I started getting the messages.
Chad
of
might
people
disagree
that,
with you a bit, but go
that
ahead.
Actually wanted this rooster.
Okay.
Like, 100 people messaged me.
Really?
We'll take him. We'll take him.
I thought nobody wanted roosters.
I know. Because I guess he rapes perfectly. So they just all were like, oh, he's productive. Yeah. So yesterday, within hours of posting this, this nice couple from Wickenburg came down and picked him up. So congratulations to them. You are now going to have a rooster that is going to attack your chickens and also starts crowing at 3 a.m. You're welcome.
Can't get it up for that song. It's going to be in everybody's head today. That's all they're going to hear.
Like that. I didn't know roosters had that behavior. I thought.
What do you
like,
think
you
they
know,
do? That's their
like
job.
Leghorn. He's all like, "Hey, baby, you know, come on over."
Yeah, but he was a horn dog too. If you think about it.
I know, but he didn't. They didn't show anybody on Looney Tunes getting raped.
Now Lee is so happy he came this morning to the studio. He's just so glad to be here.
I talk about the last time you had a guest in. I talked about wieners on horses.
Yes,
and
that's
now I'm
true.
Talking about raping roosters. So rooster.
Welcome to my world, Lee.
This wasn't in the script.
No, it really wasn't. None of what she does is in the script, Lee.
It's real. This is my life.
Well, January was in the script.
Yeah, she read that. That she did read. Lee, let's talk. Let's get off of this topic and on to your topic, which is actually
no pun intended.
Yeah, that's well, jeez. Megan, the
woman. I would kick him and be like, "Get away from her! She is too young for you, and you didn't care."
Colon cancer podcast, obviously a more serious topic than we cover here on the show. So, you're a colon cancer survivor, right?
6 years in.
Actually, you survived cancer when you were young, too.
Yes. So, actually, cancer's been in and out of my life for about 50 years now.
Wow. So, you were a kid, and you survived that cancer, which was kind of a rare cancer, and then colon cancer. And it is? You handed me a pin. Tell everybody.
Yes. It says, ask me why I'm blue. And the answer to that question is, we're just around the corner, a few weeks away from the month of March, which is Colon Cancer Awareness Month. And I was diagnosed, I tell people my doctor gave me a present for my 50th birthday, and it was a prescription to say, welcome to the club, time for that colonoscopy. And I had no symptoms and woke up to basically find that I had colon cancer.
Wow.
And so we're 6 years in and doing well, and things are stable, and stable is good. But with Colon Cancer Awareness Month, it's important and for people to know really four things. Number one, Glenn, this is really important. If you're 50, it's not even a
discussion. I'm due to go get mine,
Just got to do it. Symptoms, no symptoms, you've just got to do it. Because on the one hand, colon cancer is the number two cause of cancer deaths in this country.
Which I think a lot of people don't realize.
Number two. Yeah. No pun intended.
What's
there
number
either.
One, by the way?
Lung.
Wow.
Yeah. But it's also the most preventable, because with a colonoscopy, this is where colon cancer starts. Is it starts in with polyps. They go in, do a colonoscopy. If they see a polyp, they take it out before it turns into anything worse. And for most of us, we're good to go and see you back in 5 years or whatever it is. So that's number one. If you're 50, you've got to do this. If you have a family history, you've got to do this. They say family, by family, we're talking about immediate family member. So that's parent, sibling, child.
Is that an immediate family member with colon cancer or with any cancer?
With colon cancer. Okay. Yes. And the guideline there is 10 years prior to their age of diagnosis. So for instance, for me, my children will need to get checked at 40 because I was diagnosed at 50. Oh. So it's 10 years prior.
And a lot of people, so obviously going to get colon, I can never say that word. Thank you.
Colonoscopy.
Thank you. Going in and getting that thing is the only way, really.
Well, funny you should mention that. Okay. There is an alternative that just became FDA approved. You may have seen it advertised on TV. They're promoting it pretty heavily. And it's a do-at-home test called Cologuard. Now, it's not right for everybody, and it is, you do need to talk to your doctor about it. But if you don't have any symptoms and you don't have a family history, this is a viable alternative for you. And you should ask your doctor about Cologuard, because that could be another way for you to get checked. But family history, age 50, and third is symptoms. You know your body. You know when things aren't right. And the challenge with colon cancer is people call it the embarrassing cancer, because you're talking about bathroom issues, right? Let's call it what it is. But don't let embarrassment kill you.
That's a good line, actually. Yeah. And I've listened to your show, and it is, obviously your show's a little different because you actually have people on who have dealt with this. It's not just doctors. It's not that. It's the human stories behind it. And sometimes you have family members on, you do a little bit of everything, and it really does tug at the heartstrings. Yet you've also had you have both. You have survivors on, and then you have family members on of those that didn't.
I have patients, caregivers, medical professionals. That makes up the bulk of my audience.
And you're very good with them. There's a talent to that. We were talking about it earlier, Jamie, before we did our meeting, about when we have pararriders on, and some of the hosts have a tough time when we have pararriders on. They say, well, how should we handle this? And I say, you just treat them like everybody else. All they want to be is treated like everybody else. And you do that in your show. you treat them like, hey, look, this is what I'm dealing with. They know what they're dealing with.
No question. Yeah. And because I'm dealing with it. Right. So that makes a difference too. But when I conceived of the idea of the show 2 years ago, Glenn, the first thing that came to me was the tagline for my show was this was going to be a way for me to provide information, inspiration, and hope for those affected by this disease. And when I go to these conferences, I've been to a couple now, people have come up to me and say, thank you. You get, you know, sharing those stories. I didn't know there was hope, but hearing someone share their story and talk about, oh, they were diagnosed 12 years ago. I didn't know that was even a possibility. So because of your show, you gave us hope. And that's all I need to hear. That's all the payment I need is to know that we've had that positive impact on people's lives. There's nothing worse than hearing those three words, you have cancer. And your mind doesn't go to a great place when you hear those words. And I've heard that phrase more times than I care to count. So I get it. And that's what we do.
How do you maintain your composure in some of these interviews?
Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's really hard.
Because Jamie would just be a bawling mess. She wouldn't get through any of them.
Don't get through many on this show.
Yes, that's right. I mean, we're talking about stuff on this show. She cries.
I'm an emotional guy, so I would tell you sometimes it's hard, but I have to look at the end goal there and know that you know you're a big part of what's coming up here in a few weeks is that film, The Messengers, and I just have to remember that's me. I'm the messenger. I'm providing the vehicle for these people to share their stories and inspire others.
By the way, that documentary coming up, The Messengers, was named by Lee. You came up with that name.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
Which I think was an excellent name for the movie, by the way. I'm not sure what our message is. Silly, stupid, fun. Is that a message, by the way? I'm kind of feeling like our show's not... He's doing this great show where he's helping people and inspiring people. And what do we do every month, every morning? Talk about raping chickens. I mean, that's sad there, Jamie. We gotta step it up.
Hey, you know what? Everybody has their own message they need to get out. And sometimes, like, his message is to inspire people. And sometimes you just need a little break from that. So with his Lee's listeners can come over and laugh at me.
Well, look, hey, come on. Look, we're talking about colons here. So, you know, let's be honest. The word poop comes up quite often on my show.
Yeah, that comes up in our show, too.
We laugh. Now, we don't use pitchforks, but, you know.
I was going to say, do you guys have a sponsored manure fork that you prefer? Because we do.
But you do. You have a brand new sponsor that's sort of like that.
Kind of, yes. Yeah. Yes, yes, we do. And I have also had a sponsor that makes a spray that converts dry toilet paper to a soothing wet wipe. So there you go. And that's the God's honest truth.
We're more similar than you think.
See? We're both kind of poopy. You know? It's a serious topic, and Lee, you do a good job. You have one of the leading cancer podcasts out there today, and you've done a great job making it that. So thank you for your hard work and doing what you do for people with cancer. And I know there's future things to come that I don't know if you're going to mention, but
more shows to come. Yes, yeah. And
I see a cancer network in the
that's already
signed,
sealed, and delivered. So
what's the name of
the Cancer
network?
Radio Network?
I wonder where you got that from.
Right?
Yeah.
I just, you know, what's the phrase? When the student is ready, the teacher appears. So Glenn appeared, and I listen, and I just do exactly what he tells me. It's amazing how that works. Jamie, you should try that sometime.
Oh, there we go. Maybe Jamie should try that sometime. I agree. She can't be taught, by the way. She's not good at being taught.
But I appreciate not only your mentorship, Glenn, but your friendship as well.
Well, anytime. Now you're going to put you to work. Why don't we put them to work? What do you say, guys? By the way, where can people listen to your show?
At thecoloncancerpodcast.com.
Thecoloncancerpodcast.com. Check it out. Everybody has had cancer, and my mom died of cancer, so everybody's had cancer in their life for sure. You're going to help us now, because on Monday, we are going to do, at 10 o'clock on Monday, we don't have Leslie like we usually do for Horse Nation. She is on vacation for the next 2 weeks in Italy. She takes the best damn vacations. She really really does. So we're going to do a trivia contest. It's our Valentine's trivia. And Kelly Hurd Jewelry is donating a $50 gift card that we're going to give away to the winner of the Valentine's trivia contest on Monday on the show. And we had people sign up to play if they were free at 10 o'clock on Monday. We had listeners sign up. And I have a list of 15 of them here. And if you don't mind, Jamie, you want to let Lee pick the winners today?
Absolutely.
All right.
And cool. I do want some of those wet wipes.
Conversions.
That should
spray.
Be a prize.
It's a spray.
Happy
Why doesn't
Valentine's
the toilet
Day, you get the spray that makes toilet paper comfortable?
That's perfect. That'd be the best gift some women have gotten, actually. So I have a from 1 to 15. You're going to pick three numbers from 1 to 15, Lee.
Okay. Let's go with 3.
3 is, there's that name I can't say. Shona Ensign is going to be playing on Monday at 10 o'clock. Congratulations, Shona.
7.
7 is Ann Bruins is going to be playing. So Ann will be joining us.
And let's keep it odd. We'll go with the day and date of my birthday. 9.
9 is Andrea McCullough's boyfriend. I don't know the boyfriend's name. All Andrea said is she's going to have her boyfriend play because she wants him to use it to buy her a gift. So it looks like your boyfriend's in.
Happy to help.
I think that's a new boyfriend too, isn't it? I think that's a new boyfriend. So we're going to, and apparently he knows nothing about horses. So we'll give him all the tough sheath cleaning questions, Jamie.
That sounds fantastic.
So we're going to do that on Monday at 10 o'clock, and all of you are going to play. I also wanted to mention that the first episode of Around the Track has come out. It is our 13th show here on the Horse Radio Network. It is sponsored by the Pollock Report and produced by the Pollock Report, actually. It is terrific, Jamie. Michael Blowen is on from Old Friends. We've had him on the show here before, and they interview him, but it's a great interview. It's more in depth than I've heard any interviews with him, actually, and it's some stuff I didn't know about. You always talk about your celebrity sightings on the show. Well, he's had a few too over the years, being the movie critic at the Boston Globe. He's met a few celebrities. And this is well produced. It's very NPR and it's very well done. Scott, who is the editor-in-chief over at the Pollock Report, actually is doing it. He used to be an NPR radio guy for years. So it's very NPR sounding, and I love the show. I think you're going to like it too. The only place you can find it right now is at horseradionetwork.com. Just search for Around the Track. It's one of the logos there on the homepage, and you'll find the first episode there. We've applied for iTunes and all the other places. It'll be on our app coming up here in the next week. So it'll be out everywhere in the next week or so. I'm excited to hear what you think about it, Jamie.
I am so excited. I've been so excited about this show since you announced that we were potentially thinking about coming to an agreement with them. I've been like, yay! So I cannot wait to hear it. So it's officially out now. Is it on our app?
And not yet. It'll be in the next week or so. It has to hit iTunes and everything first, and then iTunes has to approve it, and which should be in the next couple of days. So within the next week, it'll be the only place you can listen right now is on our website.
Okay.
So take a listen there, and we're excited to have them on board. Let's see, what else did we have to cover here? There were a couple news stories. The Thoroughbred Makeover Competition that we cover every year in October at the Kentucky Horse Park, they have announced that 578 trainers are eligible to train Thoroughbreds for this year's competition. And my old girlfriend who I broke up with after I met her, Rosie Napravnik, is going to be training one of the horses. So that's kind of cool.
I'm sure she's, by the way, still devastated.
I know. I'm sure she is. She really is. She got her horse already. Let me see here. Napravnik's horse, she got as a gelding, was retired last June after winning the Mystic Lake Mile in Canterbury, his third stakes win after being claimed by Napravnik's husband. So her husband is a trainer, and he claimed this horse, and that's the horse that she'll be training for the makeover.
Cool.
Couple.
This is a ridiculous list. I know that Elisa Wallace is still looking for her horse.
She wants to do it again? Okay, cool.
And then I'm sorry, I'm looking at this list that you posted. Does that say Ian Roberts?
Yes, it does.
The Canadian
the
Olympian.
Ian Roberts, yes.
Kelly Plitz, I don't know the Hunter Rider, but Lois Serio,
Hall of Famer. Yeah.
World Equestrian Games, silver medalist, Dorothy Crowell. Sorry, Dorothy Trap Crowell is going to, okay. And then Nick Larkin, who I trained with in Atlanta, but he won the first ever 4-star at Rolex. These names are ridiculous.
Yeah, no competition at this year's competition.
I was thinking about doing it, but I'm out now. Or I would do like the polo.
There you go. That'd be good. They are doing polo show hunters this year, show jumpers, like usual, working ranch, field hunters, eventing, dressage, competitive trail, barrel racing, the usual. And of course, America's Most Wanted Thoroughbred Crown, which is voted on, right, by people. I think that's a voted thing. So it's exciting. There are a lot of horses going to be there this year. And one of these years, we're going to get there. We're going to get over there and watch that.
Oh, I want to go so bad. It'd be so fun.
Before we go on, though, I have my loser of the week.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
And he'll never be a guest after this. William Shatner. Captain Kirk is my loser of the week. Why? Because he has agreed to do a part in My Little Pony movie coming up.
He's going to be like a My Little Pony?
Yes. He said he is a brony. Yes, William Shatner is a brony. He says,
"Oh my gosh,
I am a brony."
That is a quote.
He says, "I am a brony and friendship is magic." He wrote in a tweet this week. How much are they paying him to do a voiceover for My Little Pony?
I'm telling you what. First of all, that guy will schlep for anything. He'll do it. You ask him, he'll do it. Number one. Number two is I don't think he's a loser. I think this is wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. I'm kind of throwing him in a loser category. You know, I feel
like that's because.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Just saying.
Listen, My Little Pony is about friendship and love and empowering women and being a part of something that's greater than you. You have not seen as many episodes as I have because you don't have a 3-year-old.
And God, Jennifer says,
he gets so pissed when he walks in the room and he's like, turn that off. I do not want him watching that.
He's worried he's going to grow up playing with dolls. Jennifer says, well, that's a step up from his music albums. That's true.
Did he release a record?
You know, other than Star Trek, I loved him in Boston Legal. Did you used to watch Boston Legal? Did you watch Boston Legal?
Yeah, that was kind of a bizarre show.
It was, but it was so funny. It was so funny. I loved him in Boston Legal.
He played a nutter.
Yeah, he played a total nutter. And he played it very well.
I don't know how much acting
he was doing. It was good. All right, we're going to take a break for Kentucky Performance Products, and then we have to call the next guest live on the air all the way from England. We're going to learn a little bit about a new sport that has come out.
I can't believe, though, you did not let me go through some of William Shatner's better shows and movies.
Oh, well, what do you got to offer?
I mean, in 2011, how can you not remember the classic Horrorine? Say that 5 times fast. Put the word horror and Halloween mixed together is Horrorween. You don't remember that one?
How about the worst series ever, T.J. Hooker? I don't know how that lasted more than a year.
He was the narrator in Stalking Santa in 2006. And he was also in the video Lil Pimp. That's in 2005. I can't believe you don't remember his fantastic job as the Dodgeball Chancellor in Dodgeball, A True Underdog Story.
Do you guys always talk about pimps and raping chickens on this show?
This is our show. It's morning show. It's live. It's live morning show. We're proud
Shoot.
Of this.
Or Be Shot in 2002. Come on.
What was the show? He was really good last year. We just saw it's been renewed. Jennifer, what was the one that we watched where the four guys, where he and the four other guys traveled to, it's a travel show, reality
Better
show.
Better Late Than Never.
Better Late Than Never. Did you see any of that last year? Jamie?
No.
Lee? No? It's hilarious. It is a hilarious show. It is really good. Bradshaw and him and who were the other two? Henry Winkler.
And the boxer.
The big boxer. I can't remember his name. Joe Foreman. They have four of them went to...
George
Foreman. Thank you. The four of them went to Asia together and traveled and did this weirdest crap. It was so funny. The four of them together, and they're renewing it this year. So,
well, see, maybe you're a Shatner fan.
And that show I was.
All right. In 2000, it's 2017. I want you to guess the first year that William Shatner had a part in a show, TV, or movie.
Well, it was the 60s for Star Trek, so I'm guessing the early 60s.
We're going to back that train up. Was he born probably in like 40? 30s. He was 30s, probably
like 80.
Yeah, he's like 80 something.
Well, in 1951, he was played the part of a crook in The Butler's Night Off. He also was in the TV series Space Command in 53, and the biggest thing he's ever done, 1954, he was Ranger Bob in Howdy Doody. Oh, my God! This is the kind of information you get on this show, okay? We bring it. We bring it, Lee.
Clearly.
Can I do the commercial now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, all right.
They had been together for years, since he was just a colt. When he got stubborn, she would gently coax him on. When he got scared, she would reassure him and stroke him gently on the neck. She spent hours building his confidence, his strength, his balance, teaching him to dance. Pirouette, passage, piaf, the final salute. The crowd jumped to its feet and cheered. It was the moment they had spent a lifetime training for. But all she could think about was how special he was and how she loved him. This love story is brought to you by Endure Extra, providing high-fat calories, direct-fed microbials, and natural vitamin E to support optimal condition and performance. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Call 859-873-2974 or visit kppusa.com to order today.
Well, next up, thanks to Kentucky Performance Products, by the way, and thanks for their continuing support on all of the shows, including the 2018 WEG show. If you missed the last one, it's on the app. It's everywhere. 2018WEGShow.com. You'll find it also. We did eventing last time, and we just recorded the next one that will come out on the 15th is all about driving. So we had a good time yesterday recording that. So if you like Samantha, she's back. All right, speaking of Samantha, that's a perfect segue into calling England. Vanessa B. is coming on to talk about, she's from the Horse Agility Club, and there's a new thing called Equagility. We're going to find out all about that. We have to call her live on the air here, so we can't call England through our normal system. This is normally smoother than this, Lee. Well,
no, it's not.
No, it's not. Hello, Vanessa.
Hi, hello.
Hey, how are you? This is Glenn from the Horses in the Morning show and Jamie also.
Hi,
Glenn and Jamie.
Oh, we have a static on the line. Vanessa, let me give you a call back and see if we can get a better connection.
Okay.
Oh, that's terrible. Let's try that again. That's what live radio is all about, Lee. You know, all these podcasters talk about clean it up, make it smooth.
Yeah.
Whatever. If we did that. Hello, Vanessa. Let's see if this is any better.
Yeah, does that sound good to you?
Oh, we still have a terrible static. Do you think it's... Is it bad, Jamie?
I think we can get away with it.
Okay, let's give it a try, Vanessa, and see how it is.
I'm going to pull off my computer. That might be doing it.
Are you on a Bluetooth or anything?
No, I'm not. I'm just on an ordinary telephone.
Yeah, it's really bad. Jennifer, maybe you can give her a call off the air and see if we can get it cleaned up.
Does that feel any better? Because I put my computer off now.
No, it's still pretty bad. I'm going to hang up on, and Jennifer's going to give you a call off the air and see if we can get that straightened out.
Okay, thank you. Thanks.
Ooh, that was terrible. Live radio, Lee. Yeah. That's what it's all about. Let's talk about Valentine's Day coming up. The Horse and Hound did this article on the five ways to delight an equestrian this Valentine's Day.
Now, I did not read this ahead.
And I don't want you looking either.
I wanted, Yeah, okay. I wanted you to surprise me with it.
Let's see.
And let me see if I agree.
If Chad did this for you, would you be happy? All right. So the top tip is forget the red roses. No, they say in here, no horse girl wants red roses. Is that true?
No, I do not want red roses. Yeah, not at all.
Jennifer likes...
to me, it's a waste of money. But you know what? Buy them for me 3 days ahead of time.
Why is that? It's still a waste of money.
They're way cheaper.
Oh, or 3 days after, even cheaper.
Exactly. I don't need them. I you know what though? Let me start out by not sounding like this big like Scrooge whatever. This holiday is kind of weird to me. It's like, hey, you're supposed to spend money today. And if you like somebody, you're supposed to spend money on them. I don't know. It's just a weird holiday. I've never really gotten into it. Unless I was like in high school, probably because I was in high school and I was like the one girl who didn't get a bear in her locker, you know, a balloon to walk around with.
I think there's a lot of women that feel, I think there's a lot of men too, but I think there's a lot of women that feel that way.
My wife and I had this conversation last night.
Yeah.
And we said, shouldn't every day be Valentine's Day?
See, that's the thing. You're supposed to be treating
If you have to wait one day each year to show that you love that special person in your life, there's issues.
You're right. You're right. I mean, shouldn't you be treating them perfect every day, right?
I mean, well, you know, not everybody is as lucky as I am to have the wife that I have. So
yeah.
Yeah, but this is also important coming from you because like you're a guy that's faced down the big C and are here to talk about it. So it's probably even more important and special to you to make every day really matter.
You know, with all our laughing and kidding this morning, Jamie, truer words were never spoken. Every day truly is a gift. It really is.
Yes, yes, yes. All right. Now, get back to your crappy list, Glenn.
I've tried. Jennifer says she has her, and I'm trying to add Jennifer in, but I don't know what's happened here. Jennifer, are you there?
I'm here.
And do we have our guest?
Yeah, let's give her a call back. Let's hope it works.
Oh, okay. I have to call her back.
She sounded fabulous.
Oh.
She was having issues with the refrigerator interfering with her telephone.
Oh, well, that's... All right, so there she is.
Hello, I'm here.
Oh,
I'm
good. Right here. We're glad to have you.
Brilliant. I'm glad to be on the line.
Vanessa, you're with the Horse Agility Club, right?
I certainly am.
Cool. And what part of England are you in?
I'm right down in the southwest in a place called Devon.
Cool. Very good. And, you know,
it's beautiful. I live between three, well, not wild by your standards, but three quite wild areas of England, Bodmin, Exmoor, and Dartmoor. So I'm in a pretty remote area for us.
It's hilly
all
there,
the
right?
Ponies.
Yeah.
All the cutest ponies.
Dartmoor ponies.
Hilly or chilly.
Yeah.
It's hilly and chilly. Yeah, we have lots of, well, it's hilly, not mountainous. We don't do big stuff like you do in the States, but it's still quite nice.
Now, Dartmoor ponies are very popular. We've heard of those. Do you have Dartmoor ponies?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I do Exmoor ponies, which are very rare. All my ponies are Exmoors. So if you Google those, you'll find out what Exmoor ponies look like. They're a very, very ancient breed and very rare. So I have those.
Well, let's start with that. We're going to do a breed highlight right here, right now. Tell us about Exmoor ponies.
Exmoor ponies run wild on Exmoor, which is in the north of Devon. Well, Devon and Somerset. And they were nearly extinct during the war, because they were taken for meat during the Second World War. So there were only about 40 left, and somebody rescued those ponies and realized that they were a very, very ancient breed. They think all the ponies in England used to look like Exmoor ponies, and we've derived all our other breeds from those. It's only, we don't not quite sure about that, but they have a very ancient coloring. They have a mealy muzzle, small ears, very particular teeth and legs, and very, very particular the way their hair grows, so that when it rains a lot, because I don't know whether you know, it rains quite a lot in England, they can shed the water so that they can live in extreme conditions. They survive deep snow for weeks and weeks on end. They survive rain. They're amazing, very, very hardy ponies. So that's what I've got.
Well, now you threw something out there that I never heard before. They have very interesting, different teeth. What about the teeth is different?
The teeth are, they apparently they've got an extra tooth or an extra long tooth. That is because what they're feeding on is very rough. It's lots of bark and real tough grasses that they have had to develop their eating habits to survive. But they're still all hugely fat because it's now so mild. It's not like it was. They survived the Ice Age, you see. These are the only ponies in Britain that survived the Ice Age. They lived when all the ice was around. That's why they're so hardy. So they've got characteristics within the breed that just make them, they'll outlive us. They'll be here when we've all seen ourselves off. Those ponies will still be wandering around. They're amazing, amazing creatures. But the thing is, what they've got that I like is they have an amazingly independent character so that they are brilliant teachers because you can't bully them. You go after an Exmoor pony and he'll tell you where to get off. And I like that in a horse. I like a horse that goes, don't treat me like that. You ask nicely or I'm not going to do it. And I like that in an animal. I like them to have their own point of view. So I use them a lot in my teaching because you have to learn how to speak horse because otherwise you just don't get what you want from them. I think that's great. I like that in people too, actually. I like a bit of independent streak.
Oh, she's going to love you, Jamie. So now I'm looking at their pictures. They are cute as a dickens. How tall are they?
About 12 hands. 12 hands for the mares, 12.2 for the stallions. But you can see they're very round. They've got short legs.
Yeah, real short
legs. They don't pick their legs up, their feet up very much. We call it a daisy cutter action. So when they move, their feet are very low to the ground. But they can carry a 15-stone man because they are so strong. And in the old days, well, still people now, adults will ride up on the moor bringing those ponies in because every year all those herds of Exmoors have to be brought in off the moor to be checked over and the babies taken away because they're still free living and wild. So they have to be what we call drifting. They have to be drifted off the moor every year and sorted out. And that's some drama, I can tell you. It gets pretty exciting when those herds come in. Same on Dartmoor. We've got all these wild breeds, you see, living around us. So there's loads of ponies.
I want to go there now, Jamie. We need to go there. That sounds so much fun.
Oh, it's fab. You'd love it.
Dartmoor and Exmoor ponies are just so classically old school British. And what's the history? Like, where did they come from?
I think they walked in from Europe, didn't they? I think they came from Eastern Europe because when Britain was connected to the continent or there was a very shallow sea, those animals could walk across. There was a bridge. So I think the theory is that these ponies were coming in from Eastern Europe. But they, instead of having this Araby look to them, they had to lose that because those couldn't survive in our climate. I don't know. I mean, you have to look really back at how far horse development goes. But I mean, we know that looking at the way in which Exmoor ponies or the original, what was called the British Hill pony, they were traveling all over Britain and they were traveling hundreds of miles, a bit like the animals in Africa now. They weren't used to migrate with the weather. And they would go to salt pans in Salisbury Plain. You know where Stonehenge is?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There were salt pans there that the ponies would come up from the southeast purely at certain times of the year to take in the minerals and salts on that plain. So before people got here and started putting fences up, these animals were traveling a long way for food and shelter.
They're
kind of similar to the Mustangs, you know, that roamed wild here. Yeah. But it sounds like, the British people are so much more civilized, Glenn. They round them up in like a herding. They just push them. Here, it's like we got rednecks out here with helicopters chasing them down, running them off the cliff, you know. So this is such a more beautiful way. Are they still technically endangered?
Yes, the Exmoor pony is. There are the free living Exmoor pony. I think, I can't remember at the last count, I think there's 10 herds still up living wild on Exmoor. But as what we call in-ground, those that are bred in-ground, there are quite a few of them now because there are people like me who are looking after them and preserving them. But the actual wild ones that are up on the moor, we have to fight to keep them preserved because, of course, there's roads going across the moor and they get hit by cars. You know, we really do have to look after them. And we have the Exmoor Pony Society, which does a fantastic job of preserving these creatures and making sure we keep the bloodlines clean, because you've only got to start having people dumping ponies up on the moor, and then you've upset all the clean bloodlines. We're trying to keep them as pure as possible up there.
Well, this is really cool. Now, do they drive them?
Drive them, everything. You can do anything with an Exmoor pony. Kids ride them, adults ride them, drive them, whatever you want to do. They're fantastic. But as I said, you have to ask them, because if you start bossing them around, you'll get nothing from them.
I have a Hackney pony.
You can't dominate them.
I have a Hackney pony, and
oh, yes?
He's the same way.
I know, but don't you like it?
Yeah.
I used to drive a lot.
I think I like it. I've owned several, so I must like it.
I love driving. Driving's my second love. I absolutely love it. When I get too old and feeble to ride, I shall have my little pair of Exmoor ponies, and I'll potter around the lanes with a silly hat on.
I'm moving in with you.
I know. I want to move in with her, too. Well, that was a bonus. We had a breed highlight. It's not even why we called you, but that was terrific. We've talked about horse agility here and on the show before. Now, we have a lot of new listeners who may not know what horse agility is. So kind of give us just a real quick version of what horse agility on the ground is, and then the new twist that you've added to it.
Okay. Horse agility is like dog agility. It's working horses. Our ultimate aim is to work a horse loose at liberty over a series of obstacles while the horse is under control. But unlike dog agility, we start right back. In dog agility, when I went to learn to do dog agility, we started immediately with the dog being loose. But we've had to start people with the horse on a lead line, because it's too much for people to turn their horses loose. So what we've done with the Horse Agility Club is we start people right at the beginning with the horse on a lead line, and they learn how to do the obstacle first on a lead line, and then they learn how to work the horse at liberty. So that's basically how horse agility works for us. We don't immediately go into an arena and turn a horse loose, because it would be chaos for a lot of people.
Cool. And now you've added the twist. Tell us about the twist.
All right. I am a real advocate for connecting groundwork to ridden work. And I have a reason for this. I've been riding for 55 years, okay, since I was a kid. I rode before I could walk. But I never did groundwork. We don't do groundwork in England, or we didn't do it in England. So I never learned to do that. And I've lived all over the world, and I've never learned to do that. And 25 years ago, I had a horse put to sleep. Well, actually, he was shot. I've never got over that. I have never got over that. It was only an Exmoor pony, nothing, scrubby, worthless pony, as far as anybody was concerned. But you know why that pony died? Because he was afraid. And I did not know what a frightened horse looked like. I'd been around horses. I'd competed, I'd hunted, I'd driven, I'd done everything. But I suddenly realized I knew nothing about horses on the ground. I knew how to sit on their back and propel them around, or rather they propelled me around. And suddenly, I knew nothing about horses on the ground, so I began to learn. So I learned from anybody I could get my hands on, and there were very few people in England 25 years ago doing this sort of work. So I'd been through the Pirelli system, worked with Monty Roberts, worked with Mark Rashid, worked with Ken Faulkner, with the Australian people. I've worked with as many people as I can to learn about handling horses on the ground, because I have realized that when you can handle a horse on the ground, you can ride it with intelligence, because you understand where it's coming from. But I had an extra fantastic thing that happened to me. 10 years ago, somebody rang me up out of the blue and said, I have 6 wild horses, and I need someone to train them. And thank goodness I said yes, because that's when I started to learn to speak to horses. Because when you go in a pen, and I'm talking a small pen, a 10-foot diameter pen, when you go in a pen with a horse like that, you better be reading what it's saying to you. Because if you don't, he's going to have you for breakfast. So I started with 6 wild ponies. I've now ground started. I've trained them on the ground to catch, lead, tie up, have their feet handled and load into a trailer, about 5,500. And I've started, not very many, about 200 of these wild ponies, all within a day, because I am out there working with these horses on the ground first, and I'm finding, where is their weak point? What's the point that makes them blow? so that when I get on their back, I don't visit that place that they find frightening. But I couldn't learn that from being on their back. I couldn't personally. So for me, getting people to understand what a horse is saying when you're on the ground can really help when they're on their back. So we ran the Horse Agility Club for 6 years. We've only been going for 6 years. We started it with just groundwork because that was my passion. And then I suddenly realized when I was going out and teaching, because I teach 3 days a week, when I'm going out and teaching, a lot of people were saying, yeah, it was great. I'm really getting the groundwork. But actually, do you know when I get up and ride, blah, 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 and they were talking about what was happening? And I thought, I need to connect these two. So that's what I've started to do. I've started to teach ground skills to ridden. And everybody in my lessons has to start on the ground. They don't get on their horse until the horse is ready. So then they connect that groundwork to the ridden work. So if they can't get a right lead canter, do you know what we do? We get off and we find out why. Because the horse will tell us why he can't do it. And invariably it's the rider, but that's another story. So with the
it's always the rider.
It's always the rider. Yeah, because we get in their way, you see. But that's not because people are being cruel or stupid. They just don't know. So this is why I go and help them. I don't judge them for that. I was there once too, remember? So I'm with the equagility, we've now set it up so that they have to do the obstacles on the ground, and then those people get on the horse's back and they ride the obstacles. Okay, nothing particularly difficult about that, except that we've done a level system. And I've done it as colors of the rainbow because I just like patterns like that. You know, call me a little bit autistic, but I do like patterns and I think it helps people remember. I trained as a teacher many years ago. I've got a degree in education. So I'm always looking at ways how people can learn. So I've got red, which is the first color of the rainbow, and that is our first level. And at the first level, people are allowed a saddle, a bridle, they can have two reins on a halter, and they just ride the obstacles. But we go right up to violet, where people have got the choice. They can still have the bridle, but they mustn't touch it. So it's there for safety. But they can start to ride not holding the reins, bareback if they wish. So we've got the whole spectrum right through from easy peasy for those people just starting out, right up to you can gallop to your heart's content with no saddle and no bridle. A lot of people look at that image and they are so frightened, they won't even go there. But I found through doing my Horse Agility Liberty work, we started at bronze, we've gone through to platinum. Once people are allowed to ease gently into these things, they begin to realize, hey, it's not so difficult. This I can build this knowledge. And we've got people all over the world from the Horse Agility Club, because we do video competitions. We've got people all over the world, on islands, in the middle of deserts, miles from anywhere, who've learned through competing through our video competitions. Because whenever I judge their video entry, I give them feedback. I tell them how they can get better. So it's like a little teaching system. So for £5 a month, I don't know what that is, that in dollars, about $7 a month, they can send in a video, they can compete, but then they get a lesson back from me telling them how they can get even better. And that has worked. That's brought people in because they can work at the level they feel comfortable. They're not pushing themselves to the edge and getting scared, because once people get scared, they give up. And I don't want people to give up. I want them to feel supported. So, you know, we have our own forum that we run, which is totally private for members only. And they can say, guys, I'm really struggling with this. How can I get it better? And we've got some really accomplished members who are really working at a high level. And you know what? They give their feedback freely to help those people out. And that's what I love about what I do. Sorry, I'm very passionate.
I can tell. That's a good thing. It's always good to be passionate. And we're running out of time here. I just wanted to make sure people knew where to find it. It's thehorseagilityclub.com. And I know there's lots of people who have thought about doing horse agility and never really give it a try. So this is your opportunity. Head over to thehorseagilityclub.com. Vanessa B., thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much. It's been great fun. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
I'll be moving in a couple of years. I'm moving in.
Yeah. I'm right here.
She'll bring her Mustangs. She'll bring her Mustangs and your Dartmoor ponies. You'll be good to go.
Perfect.
Brilliant. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks
thank
a
you.
Lot.
Thank
Bye.
You, Vanessa.
Bye.
All right, we're going to take a break. First, we have to hear about our sponsor for Ovation. And I know Jamie's a big Ovation user.
I am a big Ovation user. They have
they have so many things now that includes, you know, all of the saddles that they sell and the helmets that we've talked about, but they also have like other things like spur straps and spurs and belts and breeches and chaps. They have half chaps. They have footwear, all the boots you could just die for. Now, if you also need a show coat, a reasonably priced show coat, you can go there as well. OvationRiding.com. They kind of have a little bit of everything now. Bridles, girths, halters, lead lines, saddle pads, stirrup leathers. They have horse grooming care and equipment. They have stable equipment. So many things that you pretty much, if you need something like, I need to go practice dressage, I need some dressage letters. They have even they have those on their website, the set of cones. They have the set of 4A. They have the wall mount dressage letters. Just like I said, a little bit of everything, 5-point breastplates and anti-slip reins. So anyway, go and check it out at OvationRiding.com. And Glenn, for Christmas, I want the Ovation Crystal and Onyx Brow Band. It is so pretty. Ooh, I like the chain shape Robin better. Sorry. Never mind.
Send a list, Jamie. Send a list. Send it to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com.
Like silver chain thing that's wrapped around. Like, oh, that's gorgeous. Okay. No, it's on my list.
Just send it to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com and put complaint in the subject line so it goes in the right folder.
It goes right to that right folder.
OvationRiding.com. Thank them for being with us again this Friday. Hey, I thought, because we got Lee here, that the perfect song today would be Jared Rogerson's with I Got This Thing. We'll be right back. Really Bad Ads Day. Lee's going to help us out. He doesn't know that yet, but he is. They always have to. It's part of the deal.
It's been a rough ride, trying to keep it together. You never know what the miles bring. I'm hanging by a string, but I got this thing. How about you, girl, where you been? I never dreamed I'd see you again. You look so great. Yeah, we were something back. Remember how I wanted you more than anything. I'd stay right here a while, but I got this thing. I got this thing called a wedding ring, and I'm wearing it with pride. And I got this girl, the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my whole life. And I know I'm not perfect, even though she says I am. She believes in me, I got this thing. It's just a little thing hanging on my left hand, but it means that I'm a lucky man. It's been 5 years. Yeah, we're talking about kids. I won't lie, your eyes make my heart skip a beat. I'd stay with you tonight, except for just one thing. I got this thing called a wedding ring, and I'm wearing it with pride. And I got this girl, the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my whole life. And I know I'm not perfect, even though she says I am. She believes in me, I got this thing. Hey, I don't have the kind of innocence I wish I still did, but I thank God for someone who believes I can walk away from this. I got this thing called a wedding ring, and I'm wearing it with pride. And I got this girl, the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my whole life. And I know I'm not perfect, even though I am. She believes in me. I got this thing. I got this thing.
Well, that's our friend Jared Rogerson. You can find all of his music at jaredrogerson.com. And, well, Lee has never been here for this. I don't even think Lee's ever heard this. So, here we go.
Pay attention.
Met one by now. You're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but, hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire, let the buyer beware. Horse trading, they tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading, well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right, it is that time of the week, that time of the week for really bad ads. We love doing it, you love hearing it, and this is how it works. You send in really bad ads, usually off of Craigslist. We have a little fun with them. We enter your name in a drawing, and at the end of the month, we pick four prizes that you can win by just by submitting a really crappy ad, which are not hard to find. And this month, we have a couple of prizes. Jennifer is going to tell us about them.
Our prizes this month. Let me turn myself up a little bit. There we go. We have two prizes coming up this month. Number one on the list is a Jaden Terrell gift pack, including a signed copy of her book, A Taste of Blood and Ashes. It is fiction, folks, so don't worry. Along with a horse-themed throw, a horse journal, and a beautiful silver necklace. Woohoo! And also, adding to the pile, somebody's going to get a copy of Gene Abernathy's new book called Fergus, A Horse to be Reckoned With. And I think, Glenn, you did a review of the book on Scoop the other day, didn't you?
No, we didn't review it yet, but Fergus is great. This is such a fun book. It's meant for kids. Well, it's meant for kids probably, what, about Lucas's age or a little younger?
Yeah, it's a kid's book. Yeah,
it's a kid's book. Like one of
if you're a Dr. Seuss fan, you are going to totally love this book.
Yes.
Oh, I need it. I need one.
And everybody loves Fergus, right? I mean, we all love Fergus. Every horse person knows Fergus and loves Fergus, and she did a great job with this. This is one of those books that your kid will ask to be read to every night, and you're going to get so sick of reading it by the thousandth time. But it's perfect. As usual with her illustrations, are absolutely wonderful. Which reminds me, she said if I sent her over a picture of me and Scooter, she would do a Fergus picture of us. She would add Fergus. I got to do that. I got to get that
done. I want to do that.
She said she'd do that for us, so we need to send it over. You need to send over one of you and Zeus or Thor, and she'll add Fergus to it. Sounds like a lot of fun. All right, really bad ads. It looks like we're starting off with one of our listeners this time. Stephanie sent this one in, and I know it has a little bit of a... This is a trailer ad, and it's not a horse trailer. It's like a camper, and it's...
Hi guys, it's Stephanie. Actually stuck in traffic right now, so I figured I'd try and knock one of these bad ads out while I'm sitting here. This is from Asheville, North Carolina. The title reads, Beat Up RV But Fixable, $495. There is a lovely picture, which I'm sure Glenn will be able to post, of an RV that's got a peaked roof built on top of it, and it looks like it's about 35 years old.
Watch out, accident reported ahead.
So, anyhow, the description says, small, watertight RV, $500, haul it away.
Stephanie, I don't know what else you said. That was just hilarious.
Wait, was that her car
talking
to her?
Yeah, it wasn't me.
It sounded like Waze.
Ah, that's so funny. Which is why she was sitting in traffic.
My God, that was awesome.
There's multitasking for you. This picture is of not, first of all, it's not an RV. It's a camper. It's a tag-along camper. There's a difference. And it's been sitting in this field for about 85 years because the wheels have sunk into the ground so bad you can't even see the bottoms of them at all. They're half covered. And then the other thing is somebody built an actual roof on top of it. There's a roof built on top of the camper. I don't even know.
I was wondering if that was a roof that was built on top
There's
of it.
There's no poles.
And I couldn't quite tell because somebody's finger is in the photo.
That's true, too. And there's no poles on either side, so the roof is on top of the camper. Probably because it leaked, so they put the roof up there.
Hey, we just build a roof on it. Let's go to Home Depot, get us some plywood.
Guarantee 65 miles an hour on the highway. There's going to be accident ahead with this camper along the side of the road in pieces. That was a good one. That was funny, Stephanie. She didn't even realize that we were going to laugh at that part. She just went right by that part. It's like, that's hilarious.
She's so used to it, probably.
Yeah.
And it's perfectly appropriate because this is a big, giant accident.
I love the little Southern accent she got in there, I think by accident at the end, too. So good job. Ellen sent in the following one. That's a new Ellen, actually. I don't recognize that name. Not Broke is the title. Looking to trade for a broke horse. He is an albino whore.
I don't know if you're prepared to read.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. Looking to trade for a broke horse. He is an albino whore with blue eyes. He is around 10 years old. He doesn't have coggins. He will lead with a rope, and most of the time you can saddle him. He is hard to load in the trailer, but he is hard to ride and will buck. Contact me if interested.
let me break this down. Here we go. You know what? I've got
you
a
seem
really
to have a theme
well
with
trained
Lee here today.
Really well trained broke horse in the backyard, and I really, you know, I've been looking to get rid of it to trade for an albino whore with blue eyes that's 10 years old and will buck you off, and you can lead it with rope most of the time. What?
There was nothing redeeming about this. Again, somebody who wants to trade a crap for a really wonderful broke horse. Happens every weekly. We get these people who think somebody's actually going to trade him for this.
All right. So the next one, show Lee this. I don't quite know how to read this. So I've decided that I'm going to separate the lowercase, make that a word, and then make the uppercase letters a word because I can't. Like, my brain can't understand. Yeah,
there's some
what
massive
I'm reading.
Combination of both in this one. It's like they couldn't decide whether the words are uppercase or lowercase. I don't even know how they did this, actually.
I mean, that's a lot of hitting the caps lock.
Maybe it's a broken keyboard.
Oh, that could be.
Don't get practical on it.
I won't be invited back.
That's right. Practical's not fun here, Lee.
No. Most of the time, the really bad ads are just because English is somebody's second language. But we don't point that out because that would make it less funny. Okay? But this is not a language barrier. This is a caps lock broken keyboard barrier. All right. Let me just go with the title. Mervergue. Fur onta dur e sing troll r feet h earl ite
feet earl ite. It sounds like big Latin.
Knee w tires $1,500. Knee W T race to ho verse troll er.
It's a code.
It's code.
Bum.
Yeah. It's
like... pull rue ning nang lights ollie word. I don't even know how to read that. H ooj. For onta dressing room drope dune.
Somebody recorded me after as I was coming out of my anesthesia from my last surgery.
Oh, that's it. They just got their teeth pulled. That's what it was.
Or probably what happened during this, Lee, and you can probably attest to this, is they were actually getting a colonoscopy.
Yeah. That's what it was. I don't know what running lights.
What was the Chevy Chase movie?
Moon River. Moon River.
Dressing room. You okay down there, Doc?
How my tonsils looking?
Now we have colonoscopy humor on the show. Thanks, Lee. You there brought it today.
All right.
Whew. Kayla said the following one in. Trade for a broken horse. She will be 2 in May. She was born on my farm. Her dam had papers. Her sir did not. But could have been paper pinto looking to trade for right horse. Yeah, I have no idea either. I have no idea.
It's a bad ad.
It's a really bad ad. Her dam had papers, her and sir did not. It sounds like it was written in Old English.
I don't know what color, how tall, no, what it did.
Nothing. But she'll be 2.
You know what, Glenn? I've got a really well broke horse in my backyard, and I really want this 2-year-old thing.
We should get her together with the other not broke horse, and we could have like a whole herd of them.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Joy sent the following one in, and she read it for us.
Okay, so I have a really bad ad from Wallingford, Connecticut. Title is The Stables as Defined, $69, $70-ish, $78, $25. Every single blanket on this post is being sold as not waterproof, rainproof, flyproof, or ex-coworker proof. These would not provide protection against rain, political posts, witchy barn owners, censored, boarders who gossip, and pizza delivery that runs late. They will, however, look pretty, some of them at least. Keep your horse, giraffe, wombat, or partner warm. They will have buckles on them, some in working condition, hot dog. They will smell like horse, guinea pig, and roses. The 66, $10 pickup only, or be willing to pay more for shipping it than blanket. Older style canvas deal. Pretty sure someone added dog collars for front closures. Maybe I should just post the dog collars. 69 Weatherbeater Jasper, my all-time favorite brand, besides Horseware, Pizza, and Pessoa, $28. 69, 70, 71-ish, depending how far I stretch tape. Feel free to adjust horse accordingly. Pink plaid has fill. 78 riders. Gorgeous. Retails over 100. This one's 55. Shipping is $15 if in New England, 18 if further. Non-negotiable. Talk about a really bad ad.
It's hard to read, too. These blankets are good for nothing, but you should buy them, $50.
Maybe I should just sell the dog collars. Gosh.
Lee, flip pages till you see the trailer. This has got everything that's ever been wrong with a trailer all in one.
Glenn, I would like to point out that I think you're wrong. I think this trailer has a very good door on the side.
Which looks like it was taken off.
But the door came from somewhere else.
Yeah, a meat packing plant,
it
maybe.
It looks like an old refrigerator
yeah,
door.
It might be a refrigerator door, actually.
I don't even know how to describe. I mean, aside, what is that, particle board?
Yes.
Is that what that's
yes,
called?
Yes, that's what that's called.
And is that duct tape at the top?
It might be, because they also put tin roof that blew off the barn on top for the roof. All right, Jamie, you want to give it a try? You can try and describe this one.
This is
just
a whole
just
trailer
doesn't look too nice.
$500 they went for this?
It looks like, I mean, it has like the bottom and the tongue of the trailer and the bottom and the wheels, which you can't see because they're under all the weeds. And the door that would like open up a side door, like a tack room kind of thing, and this is your 2-horse bumper pull, but the door and the wheels are actually the only metal part of the trailer, because the rest of it is particle board and or like that tin roof topping that
yeah put on barns
on down, yeah, and then they I don't know, might be just wide duct tape along the top to like seal the seam. And there are breathing holes cut out of this thing.
I saw this in the backyard of Hannibal Lecter's house.
That's kind of what that looks like.
There's lotion in that basket. Do not go in there.
I love in the ad how he says it just doesn't look too nice. Well, yeah, that's true. That's pretty much.
Gotcha. Yeah. It does have yes. Words. This horse trailer came along with some other equipment that we purchased. However, we don't need it. It actually Nobody rolls very it. Well and smooth, and the chassis and frame are just fine. It just doesn't look too nice. It would make a great fixer-upper. We'll accept all reasonable offers. A reasonable offer is you pay somebody to get this crap off your property.
I think a nice bonfire, maybe some s'mores might be the answer to that trailer.
And then you'd be left with one really good metal door.
All right, Kimberly. Oh, Lee, how is your Southern accent?
You're asking a Jewish guy who was born in New York how his Southern
That's
accent
perfect.
Is.
So you see the
we'll
next one.
We'll take a
one.
Stab at it.
You see the next one there? Kimberly's ad, horse for sale, $400, next on the list after the horse trailer. You see that one?
I've got.
His is all mixed up, I think. he might get out of this one.
No, we can come back to it. You can print it up and hand it to him for all I care. I'll do the next one while I wait.
It's not. Let me have your papers. All right, read the next one, Jamie.
Okay. Chelsea sent this one in. She has requested that I do it in a Southern accent. So we're going to go with the Southern Georgia girl, like the girl from Atlanta, versus the New York Jew is going to go next. So this is going to be quite the competition.
Are you
All York? Right. This is from Montgomery, Alabama. See, I got to bring out my Alabama
That's
accent.
Right. She's going to get you warmed up here, Lee. She's going to get you warmed up. Listen close.
I'm feeling it. Okay. All right.
For sale, horse, $100 in Montgomery, Alabama. I acquired a quarter mile scallion Gilton from my sister-in-law, which I don't really know what the hell to do with. Hey, sweet horse, who's easy, cue, hand delay, and licks even my five-year-old son. Can pull her around, I think. None of us is horse people. So, we don't really want or need her. Is it a stallion? She will lad in a trailer by herself.
Herself.
It's a combo. Herm.
It's a herm.
I don't know what it is. Oh, my God. If you're interested in you, please contact me. No calls or tests. I take email just fine. I'll trade for an ATV. UTV, RTV, or your TV? LOL. Honestly, I'll take anything that's not on four legs or poop smelly or I have to pick up.
Poop smelly.
I'll trade for an ATV, UTV, RTV, or your TV.
I like how it started out a scallion and ended up a mare. I really do like how it changed during the ad.
A quarter mile scallion gelding. So it's a quarter horse stallion gelding.
Yes.
That's a mare.
Yes, that's a mare.
G. Aladdin, a trailer by her himself. H-E-R-M. Her himself.
It's the first trans horse. There we go. That's what it is. It has identity issues. This one.
It does. Yes. All right.
Thank
I'm
you,
ready
Chelsea.
For this one.
All right. Are you ready, Lee? Did you find
I'm ready.
It? This was sent in by Kimberly, by the way.
Okay. We have a beautiful, beautiful Tennessee Walker, Missouri Foxtrot 4-year-old. A lovable horse. Has an awesome knack.
He's British. He just went British.
He has one blue eye. Chocolate cover, needs good home, and I suggest an experienced rider, $400 OBO.
Oh, he sounds like he's from Virginia.
You
oh
do. You have that Virginia upper class thing going on there, Lee.
Perfect. I kind of thought he sounded like a homosexual British guy.
Now I'm not coming back.
Read it again, Santa Claus.
Never.
So
Okay.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so how was your trip to Ocala, honey? Well?
Well, I got something to tell you, dear.
You won't believe what they called me.
Oh, jeez. I think we have time. Do we have time for one more? I think we have time for one more.
I'm not reading it.
We have so many more. Let's save those for next week. We got to end with the gay British guy.
Okay, we'll end there.
We can't top that.
No, that's true. Nothing gets better than that. So let's review today's show. They say at the end of every good podcast, you learned this at podcasting school, right, Lee? You kind of do a summary of the show. Was that your wife? What did she say? She just texted him. What did she say?
I heard it. You are not going back. Love you, sweetheart.
How long have you been married, Lee?
4 years.
Oh, that's done. Oh, God. So let's review what we've learned today, everybody. Let's have a little
we learned
summary.
Something
yeah,
today?
Let us have a little summary. We learned...
I feel like you should do the review with the chicken song going, because... Oh,
yeah, well, that's kind of
we learned about raping
whole...
chickens, pimps.
Yes, chicken rape, pimps, poop. We've talked a lot about poop today. By the way, which we talk about on our shows all the time, so that's perfectly allowed. What else have we covered later? What have you learned here today, Lee? Exmoor ponies.
I learned you can make a trailer out of a refrigerator door, particle board, and duct tape.
Duct tape.
I did not know that.
It does not mean you can. It just means people do.
We learned about Exmoor ponies. There's one thing we did learn about today. Cute
and
little
we,
Exmoor
and
ponies.
We reminded people to get your colonoscopy.
So we have learned something today. That's more than we learn on most shows, Lee. So thanks for adding something to the show today, because normally we don't even get that much. Let's just listen to the chickens for a minute. Lee, I got to tell you something. Where I got this chicken song?
Yeah.
8 or 10 hours, Jamie?
It was 10 hours
of this on YouTube. Literally, the file was 10 hours of this and showing chicken pictures.
Need that link.
Did you watch all 10 hours?
No,
oh, okay.
Because it was literally that same song for 10 hours.
Lee, I got to tell you, it's been an absolute pleasure having you in here. And like I said before the show, it's nice that Glenn has friends, because he needs them, all the help he can get.
Now you know why I don't, because I invited him to come on the show with her. And then they all run screaming.
Yeah. And he gets called a gay British guy. That's all right, Glenn, I'm still your friend.
That's right. Jamie doesn't have many either, so there's a reason for that.
You're lucky to have me.
We're back on Monday.
In the words of Seinfeld, not that there's anything
wrong with that. Exactly. That's right. We need to add that, because today we pretty much insulted the gay British community and the transsexual horse community. So there's that.
And the chicken community.
And
the rooster community.
And the rooster community.
I feel like we didn't insult anybody. I feel like we represented people today. Represented and lifted people today.
Lee,
get your colon checked, people.
Yeah, get your colon checked. That's right. Tell everybody where they can find your show again.
TheColonCancerPodcast.com.
You know, we've had so much fun highlighting other podcasts, and I know a lot of our listeners have started listening to other podcasts, and I hope yours is one of them, because it's important. And what's the name of the network that they'll see popping up here shortly?
The Cancer Radio Network.
And I'll
clever
make sure
name.
To mention it when it comes up, for sure. And Lee, we're going to see you again in 2 weeks at PodFest.
Can't wait.
It's going to be a lot of fun. That's
you didn't
it.
Invite me, Lee.
No, I did. Do you know why?
Yeah, keep an eye on that mailbox. The check's in the mail.
Now you see why Jamie never gets invitations to anything. And then she always says, why didn't you invite me? Because we want to be invited back. Horsesinthemorning.com is where you can find all of the past episodes, all 1600 of them, whatever the hell it is now. And it is Friday, so we're going to get out of here. Monday trivia, we're going to determine a winner for the Kelly Hurd gift certificate for Kelly Hurd jewelry for $50. Thank you also to Kentucky Performance Products, who will never be back after this, and Horseware, who are sorry they signed on at all. No, it wasn't Horseware. I'm sorry, it was Ovation Riding today. We appreciate them being part of the show. See you, Jamie. We'll see you on Monday. Have a terrific weekend. I know you have a jumper show coming up, so be safe.
Jumper show tomorrow. Z-Man's getting out to 2-9. He's moving up in the world. Everybody have a great weekend. Spay, neuter, geld.
See you, Lee.
Take care.